Who do you pattern your whole shtick after? I mean, we're all influenced by the people that came before us and the people that really inspired us, and you talked a lot about Kurt Angle. So who else kind of has played a role in your in-ring persona, so to speak?
Well, my whole thing is that when I first started out, I still go by the protector of professional wrestling. I've always been a fan of, like, the shoot wrestlers, like the guys who are trained in legitimate martial arts or amateur guys. So I love Dean Malenko. I know it's kind of, you know, controversial to Chris Benoit. But when I look at guys like that, I always said, well, the biggest problem they ever had in their careers was they didn't have much of a personality. And so I'm like, well, how could I be a shoot wrestler that has a personality? And so I kind of developed this character of a professional wrestler who is, you know, a shoot wrestler who hates sports entertainment. The idea of characters being more important than wrestlers, the ideas of stars being more important than athletes, to the point where he's psychotic and wants to destroy anybody who resembles an entertainer. And first promo in that persona in front of Norman Smiley at an NYWC clinic, and he loved it. And I knew if he loved it, then it's something I could do going forward.